Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. And owner Chris Wedekin sells the Mitsubishi Electric Mini Split, a great option for heating and cooling where ductwork can't be installed.
If you have one of those homes that has baseboard heat or electric heat, ceiling cable heat, these can be specifically designed for those houses, because in those houses, it's very difficult having to do all the construction and remodeling that goes with adding ductwork into those types of homes.
Find out more by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite Ductless Pro dealer.
Today is the day the layoffs are supposed to begin. I am constantly in this state of flux in my head with this concept of this can't be a recession, except of course it is. I told you a story, I think it was last week. I was in Arizona during vacation, right? Came back to the flood, but while I was there, terrific. That's right, I like to hike. I know, people look at me like, that doesn't make any sense. Love it. Not a beach guy. I like to hike. I like to hike, and then I like to sit and look at a mountain and enjoy a cigar with good people. This is my idea of, one of my ideas of just a fantastic vacation. And I'm talking with a friend who happens to live in Arizona. And he asked me, do you think we're in a recession? I said, yes, I absolutely believe that we're in a recession. Everything is there. I know the markets don't act like that, and the White House refuses to say it, but we're in a recession. He says to me, I believe this as well. But why is it every time I go to a restaurant, it is full? Why is it that people are shopping and spending? How do these two things jive? And I said, I've asked myself that same question. The follow-up is, last week I have a meeting with, I'm going to out him, it's okay, it's just the regional vice president of Urban One for Indianapolis, right? We're working on the syndication stuff, so we're just communicating out. And he says to me, if this is a recession, how is everybody shopping? It was unprompted. It was unprompted, this same exact statement. I am out last night at, yes, Red Lobster. Had the experience. I'll share it all coming up. And at the table, in between shooting video of the food, this conversation comes up. How does anyone afford anything? Never mind this price of eggs thing, which if you can find eggs, you're like Kreskin. Also, you may need to Google Kreskin. I cannot understand the spending in this economy. Driving back from Red Lobster, looking at restaurants with full parking lots on a Tuesday night, I'm told that things are bad. I see them with my own eyes. Amazon will begin cutting 18,000 workers today. Microsoft is going to start laying off thousands of people. People know this is coming. We've talked about it repeatedly. What's happening out there? I talked to business owners and we discussed that there are a tremendous number of job openings that exist and they're not getting filled because there aren't people to fill them. No one has said that there is a change in sight. We thought one was coming when a bit of the gravy train ended. When the gravy train ended, and there was no longer free money from the government, you saw an uptick in applications for a lot of retail sector work. I saw it for the restaurant world based on what people tell me. But we're still not filling the jobs. So where are they getting their money? What is it that they're living on? And is this about specific sectors of the economy? Is this a Gen Z millennial conversation? Is it that the boomer doesn't have to go back to work because after COVID they decided, no, we're really retired. Forget it. All right, it's not going to be the retirement I thought it was going to be, but it's better than going back to that place, and I ain't getting a vaccine for nobody's business. Ain't nobody forcing me to do a damn thing. Forget it. So that could explain some of the job conversation about who's filling jobs and where jobs are getting filled. But it doesn't explain what's going on in the economy, the anecdotal economy, right? I'm not quoting a study here. I'm telling you what I'm seeing with my own eyes. The reporting came out this week that China reported a 3% GDP growth for 2022. Do you know how bad that is for China? It wasn't too long ago that China required 7% GDP growth to keep up with those people coming out of their university system. Remember, it's communism. You just get a job. They'll give you a job. You will have something. It's not really a job. That's just how they claim everything is great. 3% from a nation that lies. Exactly how low was it? Well, I'm going to argue lower than 3%. Now I'm seeing reports that China's economy is just going to be rocking and rolling in the second half of 2023. I don't know if that's true or not. For a recession, no one's acting like it. For a recession, all the reporting is this ridiculously upbeat. For a recession, everybody's just moving along. But yet underneath all that is the, did you see the prices of eggs today? Did you see nothing on the shelves today? Did you see what's happening with this business today? Are people really in denial? Or is there actually nothing to deny? It's a blip and everyone's going to move forward because that's the way it has to be. I find myself seeing the data and seeing things anecdotally, and they are not coming together. So, to quote Ayn Rand, I need to check my premises.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.